Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Who am I speaking with, please?
Byron Sewell.
Okay, hi. Are you calling about yourself or you're calling about another patient?
I'm calling about another patient, my mother.
Okay, just a second, please. Dolores Sewell?
Sewell, yes.
Cool, okay, sorry. Just a second, sorry. Okay, I just want to run through the enrollment process with you just to let you know how it goes and then we can get started, okay?
All right.
So what happens is the patient has to get approved from Maximus, which is the company that works for the state. I don't know if you ever have been in touch with them. Have you?
No.
Okay, and then they also have to get approved from the county. So the approval from Maximus is they have to have two assessments. A broker is going to come down to the home, see if they're physically eligible, and then hopefully they will get approved. Once that is done, you will have to send in some financial documents to the county. The process does usually take about 6 weeks, give or take some time, depending on if we're able to get through to the county, get in touch with the patient. So I just like to let you know that before, okay?
You said 6 weeks?
About.
So she will be without care for 6 weeks?
Sorry?
That means she will be without care for 6 weeks?
Unless, I'm saying we can't get the services started until she gets an approval from the state and the county.
Well, she already had services, right? Let me say this. She already had services. Now, my mother, she's blind, she's a double amputee, she's elderly, and she's handicapped. Like, she can't read or anything because she can't see. Long story short, what happened was her services got discontinued because they sent a letter out for her to send some documents, and she didn't know because she wasn't able to read the mail. You understand what I'm saying? And the ones, mm-hmm. ladies that were taking care of her health aides, they was collecting the mail, but not reading the mail. They just was stacking it up on the table, so nobody knew that these letters came out. So when the final letter came out, still nobody read the mail to her, and she didn't know her services was cut until she tried to order some transportation or whatever, and they said her services was cut. So therefore, I reached out to Medicaid or Social Services, and they said, yeah, we sent the letters out, whatever, whatever. And they needed the documents for her her life insurance plans and her, you know, her income. So I collected all the documents that they asked for.
Okay.
I emailed and sent everything down there, went down there personally, got all the documents. Once the documents and stuff got down there, that's when they say, okay, cool, we got the documents. She got they put her in for reconsideration, and that process took place. And then it just recently got turned on. So they also said that the agencies that use some program called Promise, it might not show up on their side as of right now, but it will.
So they said she has a waiver already?
She already had services. It just got
okay, but meaning
of
you have to
1st.
Send in the financial documents, like you said, correct?
I did that already. I did all that.
Right. So do you know did they tell you if she has a waiver?
I don't know what a waiver is.
No, right, that's what would show up in Promise. Okay, just a minute, please. Sorry. It seems like you're, like you said, you're already in middle. You're almost at the end of this enrollment process. It should not be taking, it shouldn't take more than 6 weeks for sure. Not hopefully we'll get this done quicker because you have a lot done already. I would say let's call into Maximus, which is the broker, and we'll ask them exactly where you're holding so that they can give us more clarity, okay?
All right.